This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New U.S. policies are being compared to abuses of migrants in India, China, and the Middle East. Under what is known as the kafala system, a Gulf state employer can unilaterally dictate the legal and immigration status of unskilled foreign migrants who work jobs like construction and housekeeping, putting those workers at the whims of employers. In China, the hukou system of residence permits has left an estimated 250 million people as a semi-permanent urban underclass. A local official in Sweden has a novel proposal to improve work-life balance and lift the local birth rate. Give municipal employees an hour-long paid break each week to go home and have sex. The Pew Research Center found that nearly three-quarters of Democrats said they were concerned the party would not do enough to oppose Trump. Only 20% were concerned Democrats would go too far in opposition. Nearly 150,000 American teenagers from 13 to 17 years old, or one out of every 137, would identify as transgender if survey takers ask, according to an analysis of state and federal data that offers an answer to a question that has long eluded researchers. Airlines are loath to discuss pricing, but the new basic economy class seats at United and American Airlines are expected to be, in many cases, the same price as the standard economy fare, meaning travelers will get less for the same price. In a federal lawsuit, Google's Waymo said Anthony Lewandowski, who runs Uber's autonomous car division, downloaded 14,000 files from Google a month before leaving the company to start his own self-driving car company, Otto. Uber acquired Otto in August for $680 million, about 7 months after Lewandowski left Google. Law enforcement authorities wearing riot gear and with weapons drawn entered the main North Dakota campsite of protesters opposed to the Dakota Access Pipeline. Companies in Brazil are racing to hire compliance officers to root out corruption and assign that the country's investigation into graft at its state-run oil company is prompting a wider cleanup of Brazilian businesses. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.